Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American theme, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon. This is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are. Strike you, Toby.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's your next one?
It's April showers.
Oh, something seasonal? When did you ever see an April shower in July?
It's a nice time to think about them, isn't it?
April showers make nice thinking any time of the year. Sing me a nice cool one, Frances.
Isn't radio wonderful? I raise my hand and presto. A clap of thunder. I raise my hand again and without even saying abracadabra, there's an April shower.
The April showers may come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret.
Shower. You know, a melody like this one would even sound pretty good played on a bass fiddle. Comes through, doesn't it? But to bring out the true beauty of a lovely tune like this, our conductor uses not one, but many different instruments of the orchestra. The string, the woodwind, the brasses, and the rhythm section, too. Each instrument instrument carefully selected for its own special quality of tone, then skillfully blended for a completely harmonious result. As with music, so too with the making of Maxwell House coffee. Not one, but many famous coffees go into the Maxwell House blend, each carefully chosen for its own very special flavor quality. Our Maxwell House experts choose Manizales for mellowness. They add Netherlands for richness. The selection of superb coffee is for robust vigor. And they blend in Bucaramangas for fine, full body. The result, truly great coffee at its flavor peak. A blend so completely delicious, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Why not know and enjoy the best in coffee drinking pleasure? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just get Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
So keep on looking for Bluebird, and listen for his song. Whenever April showers come
You see, that's what comes of wandering around in the rain.
But it was only an imaginary rain.
You've only got an imaginary cold.
Well, give out with something imaginary on the hot side, will you?
Why, Toby Reed, you asking for something hot?
You never can tell what an announcer will be forced to do these days.
Well, here's a song cooked to your order. The Maxwell House Choir, and There's a Great Day Coming Manana.
There's a great day coming, mañana, with a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody we're told, we're rolling in gold, we are the chosen, mañana. There'll be cheese and pretzels, mañana, there'll be strawberry clothes in spring. We'll be singing a prayer of a happy refrain, for we're long to the rainbow, mañana.
Francis Langford in a song that is French in its language, international in its theme. Je vous aime.
Je vous aime, mon chéri, je vous adore. Will I hear those lovely words more. Je vous aime, ma chérie, je vous adore. And we sing as we sang before. In his eyes was a promise so tender, while his lips sang a song of surrender that will live.
Things over summer. It's the couples on park benches and the couples in rowboats on lakes in the park. And it's the Sunday evening concerts in the park bandstand.
Francis, I think we all ought to go over to the band concert Sunday.
Oh, Pop, really? Oh, joy, oh, ecstasy. Oh, double-decker fudge fantasy.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, they're good that way, too.
Is your name Francis?
No, but I wish it was. It seems like you're automatically pretty if your name is Francis.
What is it you want me to do this time, sister?
Well, you know Carmen Dragon.
Yes, I know Carmen Dragon.
Nothing to brag about. Lots of people do.
Well, all the girls think he's a dreamboat, first class.
What's that?
That's the Dana Andrews look, the John Hall build, and the Crosby personality.
Is he a man or a patchwork quilt?
He's raspberry jam when you're in the mood for raspberry jam.
Just how sticky can you get?
How blind can you be? How can even you look at Carmen and not swoon?
Well, somehow I find it very easy.
Oh, would you introduce me to him, Francis?
Introduce you to who, Holly?
You look up and you see Holly's boyfriend, Jerry, walk in. And you wish you could say, brace yourself for a shock, young fellow.
Introduce you to who, Holly?
Oh, it's you, Jerry.
What do you mean, oh, it's you, Jerry?
I mean, oh, it's you, Jerry.
You stand there, staring at her, with her words piercing your heart. You stand there with your heart's blood running out, thinking, it's all over.
What's the matter, Jerry? You got a stomach ache?
No, I've got an ache, but it isn't my stomach.
Oh.
You mad at me, Holly?
No, Jerry, I'm not mad. I'm afraid I've just, well, outgrown you, that's all.
Something's got to be done about it. This kind of thing positively cannot be allowed to continue.
When did you outgrow me?
Well, it just sort of happened. Overnight, you might say.
Overnight? You think to yourself, now I know how Spencer Tracy felt in his last picture. This is how love ends. A woman laughs and casts you aside like a jaded lipstick.
Will you look at that expression? I knew a calf once that looked exactly like that.
You stand there, with your broken heart sagging inside you. You think, oh, Holly, how could you? How could you bite the hand that loved you?
Cheer up. Cheer up. You've learned in 5 minutes what it takes some men a lifetime to find out.
You sit there looking at Holly and Jerry, and you think, it's time Sister learned a lesson. So after consultation with Pop, you invite both Carmen and Jerry to dinner. Sister ignores Jerry, and immediately after dinner, she corners Carmen in the living room. You have a pretty good idea what she's talking about.
Oh, Mr. Dragon, you play the most beautiful baton in the world.
Well, you don't exactly play a baton, Holly. You lead the orchestra with it.
Oh, and they follow you so beautifully. You can just tell that they all adore you.
Well, of course, money has a little to do with that.
What money? Money would never matter between you and me.
Oh, it's very nice of you to say that.
Oh, but it's funny how love comes. I knew the minute I looked
say,
at you.
Say, will you look at the time? 9 o'clock. I've got to be shoving off.
What's going on in here?
I was just telling Carmen how much I loved him.
Hey, pipe down. Well, yeah, somebody might hear you.
I don't care. Let the whole world hear.
Well, I always knew that someday the right man would come along. Of course, I didn't realize it would be so soon or that it would be a musician. But one must make certain allowances when happiness is at stake.
What are you trying to do? Tie me to a stake?
I'm not a stake.
Now, just a minute, Holly. Just a minute. I don't think I quite understand you, sir. You're not trying to trifle with my little girl's affections, are you?
No, of course not.
Well, I didn't think so. Francis, Jerry, come on in here.
What is it, Pop? Oh, you don't have to tell me. I can see it written all over both their faces. Congratulations.
You mean the lines are showing already?
Congratulations, Mr. Dragon. I guess the best man won.
Won what? Are you all crazy?
Well, it's nice that Holly will have the love and guidance of a man old enough to be her father.
I am not old enough to be her father.
You will be someday.
You'll be good to her, won't you? She's still very young.
He had better be good to her. You stand there thinking, he's probably good enough looking now, but one of these days he's not going to have any hair. Or any teeth. And you think, oh, woman, woman. But you say, I hope you'll be very happy, Holly.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. I hope someday you find someone like Carmen.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd really rather not.
Holly says you're a dreamboat, Carmen.
Of course, some dreamboats turn into tugboats overnight.
Okay, you've got me on the rack. Pour on the boiling oil.
Jerry, as Carmen grows old and bent in the service of woman, you can think, there, but for the grace of the hogs, go I.
Yes.
Francis, I'd like to speak to you a moment, alone.
So you take Carmen into the next room and you explain what you have in mind.
Oh, you might at least have warned me, Francis.
I didn't have a chance. You won't let me down, will you?
Not if you keep looking at me that way.
The fiancé's waiting, Carmen.
Carmen comes back in the room. You're still standing there looking at Holly with sad reproach in your eyes.
What's the matter with him?
He won't say anything. He's been standing there looking like that all this time.
I want my eyes to haunt her.
I'm sure they will, Jerry. Now you run along home. Sister's going to have a lot to do in the morning.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Brutus.
So everyone goes home. And the next morning, Carmen brings over a big stack of shirts and socks that need mending.
Francis, I just can't darn any more of these socks. I'm tired.
As a wife, you'll have to do the socks and the shirts and clean the house and cook the meals.
Jerry's taking Gloria to the country club dance tonight. Isn't that a stinking thing to do?
Why, Jerry's not engaged.
He isn't even faithful to my memory, the fickle thing.
You're not supposed to think about other women, sister. You're engaged.
Well, I didn't know being engaged was like being committed to an institution.
You better concentrate on those socks. Carmen will be over this evening with some more. By Sunday, Carmen's shirts and socks are pretty well sewed up, but Holly's fingers and her romance are in remnant. And you all go backstage to see Carmen before the band concert.
Carmen, there's something I've got to tell you.
Yes, Holly?
I don't want to hurt you, but in the words of another, May cannot wed with December.
Hi, December.
Holly, do you mean you want to throw me over?
If you don't mind, I'd like to very much. You see, Well, I didn't know that being engaged was darning buttons and not caring if Jerry took Gloria to a dance.
Well, Hallie, I don't see anything for me to do but give you your freedom.
Have I hurt you?
A little, but I'll recover in time.
I'll be glad to bind your wounds.
In that case, I'm glad to have them.
Well, we better get outside. Just about time for the concert to start, isn't it, Carmen?
So you go outside, and just as you find seats, Jerry comes along.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Hallie. You stop a minute and look at Hallie. And suddenly you find yourself thinking, why, she's just like any other girl. And you feel old and somehow sad, with an ancient sadness. And you think, I've left my youth behind.
Jerry, Hallie's broken her engagement. Wouldn't you like to sit with us?
You look at Hallie, and you think, Mata Hari, playing with the hearts of men.
Please sit down, Jerry.
You look at Francis, and all of a sudden the sun is coming up, and you hear the sound of thunder across the bay, and you say, gee, thanks, Francis. May I?
Sure you can. Move over, Pop, so Jerry can sit by Hallie.
If you don't mind, I'd like to sit by you.
Oh, no.
Francis, what's the matter with Jerry? He looks so funny.
That's just adolescence breaking out all over him.
Hallie's such a child, isn't she, Francis?
But you look at one of them and then the other, and you start thinking, when I was your age, I sat there at the concerts in the park, and I was madly in love with the band leader. That was a pretty serious thing. Lasted almost 3 weeks. And suddenly you find yourself thinking of the generations before you, who have sat here holding hands, listening to the music on the still summer evenings. And you think the park, the playground, the band concerts have been a mighty big, important part of the American scene. For here we have played as children, we have fallen in love, we have watched our children, and we have walked, knowing that many we have loved walked here before us. And you realize that all things have a pattern, and evenings like this are a particularly beautiful part of the pattern of life on the American scene.
Sunday band concert in the park. Francis, it's a big event these days in big cities and small towns the country over.
And after the concert's over, with the crowds head home, there'll be Sunday supper served, Toby. Then, as always, the call for cup coffee goes up.
Meaning Maxwell House coffee, Francis? Sure, like band music on a Sunday afternoon, Maxwell House belongs to the American scene, too. Coffee, it's our national drink. And remember this fact. Today, with over 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Flavor explains this overwhelming preference, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of Highland-grown Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. Flavor and value, too. For with all this extra flavor dividend, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Now, chances are you're drinking lots of iced coffee these days. Icing's a supreme test of coffee flavor, and the Maxwell House flavor really stands up. Makes a truly great summertime drink. But hot or iced, make sure it's Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
The music of Cole Porter has been assured of a place on the American scene for a long, long time now. And the name Cole Porter has a magic all its own. For the music it stands for is music that America has sung and danced to and taken to its heart. Carmen Dragon, Eloise, the choir, and I would like to bring you one of his most famous melodies, the immortal Begin the Begin.
Bring back the sound of music so tender. Bring back
down by the shore and all the when that truth clutches my heart. What moments divine, what raptures serene. Two clouds came along to disperse the joy he had tasted.
And now when I hear people curse,
I know but too well what they mean.
Oh, don't let them begin.
Inviting you to be with us again next at Maxwell House Coffee Time. We'll have more words and music for you, so we hope you'll join us over your Maxwell House Coffee Cup. And now for Eloise, Carmen Dragon, Toby Reed, the orchestra, the choir, and myself, good night.
And now until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. And now stay tuned in for Kraft Music Hall, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding, and believe me, you will know.
You'll know you never tasted anything better, and Jell-O puddings are back at your grocer's right now. Jell-O puddings with that rich, distinctive homemade goodness. Flavor that's best by your own taste test. Mellow and smooth as cream. Jell-O chocolate pudding, Jell-O butterscotch pudding, Jell-O vanilla pudding. They're made with milk and nourishing. They cook in just about 5 minutes. That's Jell-O pudding. You never tasted anything better.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.